From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A series of bomb blasts killed nearly 150 people in two normally quiet Syrian coastal cities Monday. The blast claimed by Islamic State took place in the government strongholds of Jabla and Tartus. Tartus resident Mahmoud Hassan said a series of blasts targeted a garage and supermarket. He called the carnage incomprehensible. Blasts also rocked a hospital, bus stations, and electric power station. The Oz Group said the targets were members of President Bashar al-Assad's Alawite minority. Emerson College analyst Yasir Munif says the bombings represent a change in tactics by IS, which is under growing pressure in territory controls.
ISIS is trying to bring attention to the coast with the majority Alawite population and try to trigger some kind of sectarian conflict between Sunni and the Alawite and the Shia, because it's under a lot of pressure in other areas in Syria and Iraq.
The blasts come as Iraqi forces have begun an assault on the ISL western Iraqi city of Fallujah. IS terrorists Monday also claimed responsibility for a pair of suicide bombings, one outside an army recruiting center in Yemen's southern port city of Aden, and outside the nearby Badr army base that killed more than 40 people. Yemeni forces regained control of Aden last year, but deadly attacks have become more commonplace as the pro-government forces clash with local affiliates of IS and al-Qaeda. Italy says rescue vessels operating off the Libyan coast pulled more than 2,500 migrants to safety Monday. Migrants pulled from 14 dinghies and a single large boat. The UN says more than 30,000, mostly from Africa, have been pulled from the Mediterranean and brought to refugee centers in Italy so far this year. This is VOA News. President Obama delivered a speech in Hanoi Tuesday on improving relations between the U.S. and Vietnam, the need for constructive dialogue. He spoke of the war the two countries fought 50 years ago.
So I come here mindful of the past, mindful of our difficult history, but focused on the future.
In his remarks, Mr. Obama spoke of the possibility of prosperity and security the two countries can share going forward. He called for a peaceful resolution to the South China Sea territorial tensions and respect for universal human rights. The president also met several civil society activists, although some were prevented from the meeting, as well as with young entrepreneurs. He travels to Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, later Tuesday. Senior members of the Afghan Taliban have reportedly met to choose a successor to their former leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, hours after President Obama confirmed his death in a U.S. drone strike in southwest Pakistan on Saturday. The president said the Taliban leader rejected efforts by the Afghan government to seriously engage in peace talks and end violence. He said the Taliban continues to plot against and unleash attacks on U.S. and coalition forces. The far-right candidate in Austria's presidential election conceded defeat Monday. The Eurosceptic Freedom Party's Norbert Hofer narrowly lost to former Greens Party and independent Alexander Van der Bellen, who won by taking the most absentee ballots.
Viele Menschen in diesem Land fühlen sich offensichtlich.
Mr. Van der Bellen said many people feel they are not being seen or heard. He called for a culture of communication, a politics that focuses on real issues. Sunday's face-off came just weeks after both men swept aside challenges from the ruling Social Democrats. South African state prosecutors Monday said they will appeal a high court ruling that President Jacob Zuma should face hundreds of corruption charges, which were dropped by the National Prosecuting Authority back in 2009 when he ran for office. The National Director of Prosecutions, Sean Abrahams, Monday defended the decision as being in the public interest.
I will always do what is correct, irrespective of whether the individual concerned is an ordinary citizen, a cabinet minister, or a sitting president.
Last month, the High Court ordered a review of the decision to drop the charges. Mr. Zuma, who has denied any wrongdoing, has faced mounting calls to resign. Uganda Monday said four policemen patrolling on its side of Lake Albert were killed, allegedly by Congolese troops. Kampala said the incident occurred Saturday and demanded those guilty be prosecuted as well as offering compensation. The lake area has been an occasional scene of tension between the two countries. Brazil's new interim government is facing its first crisis, with a planning minister stepping down amid allegations he tried to conspire to obstruct a widening corruption investigation. The government of Michel Temer has been in office just 11 days after an impeachment trial that forced the suspension of office of President Dilma Rousseff. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.